A young mom.
You gotta find something else to do other than to make babies.
Her generous aunt.
There's no issue that she gave you the $1,600. You just say it was a gift.
And the tasteless boyfriend.
She says you did something pretty gross. Tell me what you did.
I'd like to know myself, Your Honor.
He turned around, put his back to me, dropped his pants.
That's what I'm talking about, moron.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Rosalie Shelton is suing her niece, 25-year-old Brandy Spence, and her boyfriend, David Smith, for an unpaid loan to buy a car and for vandalizing her car with rocks.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 13 on the calendar, the matter of Shelton versus Spence Smith. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Ms. Shelton, the defendant is your niece?
Yes, ma'am.
It is your claim that you made a loan to her in the amount of $1,600 in order for her to purchase a car?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you tried to collect that debt from her because she had been remiss in repaying you, her boyfriend, and I assume that would be you.
Yes, ma'am.
Got nasty with you?
Yes, Your Honor.
And in addition to other things that you're going to tell me about, he damaged your car.
Yes, Your Honor.
So I'm going to start with Miss Spence.
Yes, ma'am.
How old are you?
25.
What do you do?
I'm a stay-at-home mom of two.
How old are your children?
I have a 7-year-old daughter, and my son will be 2 in June.
And who's their father?
Mr. Smith.
Is the father of both of the children?
No, just the smaller one.
So he's the father of the 2-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
And who's the father of the 7-year-old?
He's no longer in her life. He doesn't have any parental rights to her.
Parental rights were terminated?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Who supports the children?
Me and Mr. Smith do.
You don't, if you're a stay-at-home mom.
Well, I was working until January of this year. I quit my job to spend more time at home with my children.
What kind of work were you doing until January of this year?
I was a manager at the Dollar General Corporation store.
And how much were you earning?
About $300 a week.
Do you receive any sort of assistance?
No, ma'am.
From anybody?
No.
What kind of work do you do?
I do landscaping.
You work for yourself?
No, I work for a company.
You paid by check or cash?
Cash.
And how much are you paid in cash?
Probably about $500-$600 a week.
$500-$600 a week. Who owns the company?
My buddy Mark.
And how long have you been working for Buddy Mark and making $500-$600 a week in cash?
Probably about 2 months.
Before that, who were you working for?
Her family business.
What's her family business?
Roofing.
Roofing? What happened to that job?
I just wanted to find something better.
Than working for her family business?
Yeah.
How much were you making at the family business?
About $10 an hour.
How long did you work at the family business?
I'd say about a year and a half.
How many people are involved in the family business?
About all of them.
How many people?
Probably about 10, 15 of them.
She get along with her family?
Yeah.
When she needed a car, which was when did she need a car?
January.
Is that a question? I don't know when she needed a car. You're the father of a 2-year-old, so you would know because you live together, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
When did she need a car?
Probably last summer.
What?
Probably last summer.
Well, first it was January, then it was last summer. When did she need a car?
Probably over the summertime.
And she didn't have any money. Why didn't she have any money? She was working, according to her, she was working until January, right? That's what you just told me, that you were making $300 a week until January.
Yes.
So you had money this summer because you were working.
Yes.
And you were working in the family business, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So you were both working and you made a family.
Yes.
And she has a family business. Her family does. But she had no money to buy a car. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Why didn't she go to your family for the money? They have a roofing business.
Because business during the wintertime, when it hits, is not that good because of the weather. You can't do
roofing. You got a lot of excuses.
And weather.
You got a lot of excuses, including an excuse for giving up a well-paying job to do nothing.
I gave my job up to spend more time with my children because
Wonderful.
I never got to see
you
them.
You owe a debt to your aunt. Not the right time to give up your job when you owe a debt to somebody who gave you enough money because boyfriend and you, 25 years old, who made 2 children, didn't have a car to get to work. Aunt gave you money, $1,600. There's no issue that she gave you the $1,600. You acknowledge it, you just say it was a gift.
Yes.
And she's gonna tell me it was not a gift, that you were supposed to pay it back from your job. When did Miss Shelton give your girlfriend money for a car?
Back in May.
When was it?
It was November 16th, Your Honor.
November, May.
Well, I was told that I was supposed to stay out of it.
What?
I was told I was going to stay out of it.
Told by whom?
I told both of them that I wasn't going to get in it.
What do you mean you weren't going to get in it? What does that mean?
That I wasn't going to get involved between them two. That I didn't
want to. Well, why would you have that discussion with your girlfriend, Mr. Smith, that you weren't going to get involved?
Because I've heard they've had arguments in the past, and I didn't want to get into it.
I don't know what you mean by that. Explain to me that conversation. You had a conversation with your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You said, I don't want to get involved. Why would that even come up?
I just
Why would that come up?
I don't know. I just
you
feel
don't
like
know.
I just didn't want to get involved in it. I wanted to stay out of it. Let them fight it out.
Why were they fighting?
Because we thought it was a gift. And
well, how come you thought anything if you wanted to stay out of it? What involved your thinking process?
Because she called me at work when she came over and supposedly wrote some kind of check or something, and I was told I wanted to stay out of it. I didn't want to get in it.
Well, you did get in it.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Seems that way. You did get in it. Now, you want to tell me what happened when you got in it?
And supposedly,
listen to me. This can be either hard or very hard. Easy is not an option anymore. Hard or very hard. Now she took the money for the car. Her aunt wants it back, calls her and calls her, where's the money, right? Now you're with the girlfriend, right? Were you in your car?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Look at me. Were you in your car?
Yes.
Yes.
Tell me what happened when she came over for the money.
She never came over for the money.
Tell me what happened with your car.
Well, that evening when I went to her apartment, I found that the gate to get in was locked. So I sent a text message telling her that I was outside in the car.
And this was after she had failed to make any payment to you on
correct,
the $1,600.
Your Honor. So she said that, which I have the text here. Say,
I'd like to see it. Well, she says, I'm outside, come out and talk to me. And you say, I don't have it. You don't have what?
What she was claiming that I owed her.
No, I don't have it, is what you say. And I'm getting my kids to sleep. You can call in the morning.
Yes.
And she says to you, what do you mean you don't have it? You got your taxes, and that's what we agreed on. They're nothing.
Yes, because I did not agree to pay her.
Yes, you did.
Anything.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
I've never signed any agreement.
I don't care what you signed, madam. That would be easy. I'd be out of business if everybody signed something. You gotta find something else to do other than to make babies and do nothing. How old are you, Miss Shelton?
I'm 52.
How do you support yourself?
I draw a disability.
For what?
I have a severe back injury, and I've had 5 surgeries, ma'am.
How long have you been on disability?
4 years.
Prior to that, what did you do?
I was an engineer electronics dispatcher for the electric company.
Okay. Is your sole source of support disability?
Yes, ma'am.
And how much do you receive?
After taxes are taken out, I get about $959, and I don't remember the exact cents.
A month?
Yes, ma'am.
So this $1,600 came from where?
I had been saving it because I knew I was going to have to pay all my taxes, and it was in my savings.
Who do you live with?
By myself, Your Honor.
Got it?
Yes.
Nobody's giving you $1,600 when they live on $900 a month.
But the way I looked at it was a gift because I never discussed any type of agreement. I never signed anything.
What
and the check she wrote out was not even written to me. She wrote the check out to
the
man
person?
For the vehicle.
You know why, probably? Because she didn't trust you. That would be why I would. Knowing you for 2 seconds. If you had an arrangement, I would say, you know what, I'm not giving her any cash either, because I know this about you. You had no money, you have 2 children, you got a boyfriend who was making 10 bucks an hour, now he gets paid in cash by his friend, so he doesn't pay any taxes, okay? The two of you live hand to mouth. Hand to mouth, there's no question about that, you know, unless you're not telling me something, unless your family stoops you a little money from their roofing business when it's good weather. But you have somebody, an aunt, who volunteered to help you, whose sole source of income is $900 a month. And she needed that money to pay taxes. No question she told you that. And there's also no question that you got money back from your taxes, because according to you, you worked.
Yes, and that's
right. You worked.
I did.
And you got a refund back on your taxes, which is when you were supposed to pay her back. Now, I'm finished with you. Now we're going to get to what you did to her car and what you did to her. She says you did something pretty gross. Tell me what you did.
I'd like to know myself.
Tell me what you did. You want her to tell me?
Yeah, I'd like for her to, because
I'm going. Well, I'm going to ask her.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's what I'm talking about, moron.
I never did anything like that.
No, that's something nobody makes up. That's exactly what happened.
And later today.
Any particular reason that you stay together if you argue a lot?
Because we have a child together.
Who cares?
We do argue, but
you argue
when
you get drunk, which is a sad thing for a child to be around.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rosalie Shelton says her niece, Brandy Spence, owes for an unpaid loan to buy a car. She also claims Brandy's boyfriend, David Smith, damaged her vehicle when he threw rocks at it.
Now, you want to tell me what he did?
The light came on and I thought it was my niece coming out to speak to me, and it was Mr. Smith. He continued calling obscenities, telling me...
Tell me what he said.
I'm going to file charges, get off my property, you're trespassing. He went back in, came back out, he turned around, put his back to me, dropped his pants, patted his and told me to kiss his
That's what I'm talking about, moron. That's what I'm talking about, moron. Now you understand?
Yes,
I would much rather have heard it from you, but I heard it from her.
But I never did anything like that.
No, that's something nobody makes up.
Well, I mean, if I
That's something nobody makes up.
If I got the gate lock and I got a 10-foot gate, how am I supposed to do all that?
Don't ask me questions, sir. That's exactly what happened. She was coming on, bothering your girlfriend, bothering you at maybe an hour you didn't want to be disturbed. You knew that there had been ongoing problems. You told me a moment ago. I told her I wanted to stay out of it. This was between them two.
Yes,
had nothing to do with me. I told her I wanted to stay out of it. So clearly, there was a conflict.
Yeah, because she's blowing
up. Listen to me. She's... Clearly, there was a conflict. Now, I'm going to give you one more chance. After you pulled your pants down and turned around, did you do anything else to her?
No, a lot.
Did you do anything? Listen to me. Did you do anything else to her car?
No, ma'am.
You want to tell me what was the next thing that happened?
He went back inside. I got inside my car, and he came back out, and then he picked up rocks that was at the gate and started throwing them at my car. So at that point, I was upset, so I just basically pushed the horn and just left it on. And she had already told me she was trying to get her children to sleep, so I thought if I pushed the horn, maybe she'd come out and speak to me so that we could
get
this.
But she never did.
No, ma'am.
I told her that I would call her in the morning after she laid on the horn. I was going to call her the next morning to speak with her.
Why didn't you go out and speak to her that day?
Because I was putting my children in the bed. It was after 9 o'clock
Listen,
at night.
What is he there for? He was home. Let him put the children in bed. I was putting my children in bed. That's what useless is there for. Outrageous. No good deed goes unpunished. Next time, don't do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Judgment for the...
Get rid of him.
It goes to show you that family is not family.
Because deep down, she's, you know, she has that part in her that is good.
I'm done with... I don't want anything to do with her.
She's still my niece, and I still love her.
She's never been around before, so I don't need her now.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lees versus Sanders. Step forward.
21-year-old Alyssa Lees is suing her stepfather, Michael Sanders, for taking her car without permission and driving it into a ditch.
Ms. Lees, the defendant is your stepfather.
Yes.
It is your claim that your stepfather took your car without your permission to drive your boyfriend home.
Absolutely.
And he had an accident, and he totaled the car. You want him to pay for the car. And you say you had her permission to drive your car, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you acknowledge that you had an accident.
Yes, ma'am.
You sort of say two things. A, she told you to take the car, so it's not your fault. Well, that's ridiculous. B, that it was really her boyfriend who caused the accident.
Yes.
Okay. Is this the boyfriend?
Yes.
Great. Why don't you stand up?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're in the car driving him home, and?
All of a sudden, he just slams his fist onto the center console, surprising me, causing me to lose control. Next thing I know, we're in a ditch.
You remember that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 21-year-old Alyssa Lees is suing her stepfather, Michael Sanders, for taking her car without permission and driving it into a ditch.
So I will set the scene on things that we can all agree on. You and your boyfriend were over at your stepfather's house.
Yeah.
And you were drinking.
Yes.
And you were drinking.
Yes.
And you got into an argument.
Yeah.
And you left the room and went to sleep it off.
Yep.
Not yet. Stand up on your own 2 feet.
I'm sorry.
And that's where the story sort of separates, but it really doesn't make any difference for this purpose. You say stepfather took your car keys without your permission to drive your boyfriend who was drunk home.
Yes.
He says you told him to take the keys and told him to take the boyfriend home. It doesn't make any difference, sir, because if what you say is true, that she was drunk, because that's what you say, she was drunk, she couldn't give you reasoned permission to take the car if she's drunk. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. So it all boils down to how this accident happened. Was it his fault or was it your fault? Because if it was his fault, then maybe that mitigates the damage, even though you were driving. If it wasn't his fault, then you had the accident, you pay for the car. Does that sound fair?
Yes, ma'am.
Date of the accident?
It was February 16th. It was the evening between
February 16th.
Yes.
What time did you finally decide that you didn't want to fight with your boyfriend anymore and you had had enough to drink?
It was around midnight when I went to bed.
Had your stepfather been drinking?
Earlier in the day, yes, but not at the time of the accident.
Give me a time.
Around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And you didn't see him drink anything else after 3 o'clock?
No, I did not.
When did you start drinking?
I believe it was probably about the same time, 3 in the afternoon.
When did your boyfriend start drinking?
At the same time as well.
Who else was at the house?
The people that he rents from, actually.
His landlord?
Yeah, his landlord. Yeah.
And what were you fighting with your boyfriend about? Do you remember?
I don't remember. We argue a lot, unfortunately.
Nice. Any particular reason that you stay together if you argue a lot?
Because we have a child together.
Who cares?
Well,
you think that's good for a child to be around two people who fight a lot?
It's complicated beyond the daughter. She's adopted, so we've worked it out. We do argue, but
you argue when you get drunk, which is a sad thing for a child to be around. Is this child related to either one of you?
Well, she's adopted out, so we gave birth to her, but we adopted her out.
So she doesn't live with you?
No, I'm saying that that's what we're together for, is because we have a child together. It might not make sense, but...
Story, Mr. Sanders. You have 30 seconds. I have other things to do today.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, she's drunk. You want to take the boyfriend home. You get into the car. Now we're in the car.
Well, she's crying. She's yelling at me.
Oh, crying? I don't care.
Okay.
I have you now in the car with the boyfriend. She's not there.
He slams his fist on the console. I'm assuming he's angry, distracted me.
I don't understand what you just said to me. You're in the car driving him home.
Right.
And?
All of a sudden, he just slams his fist onto the center console, causing the shifter to go out of place, surprising me, causing me to lose control. Next thing I know, we're in a ditch.
You remember that?
What actually happened is he answered his phone and swerved. He overcorrected twice, and we ended up in a ditch.
You remember that?
Yes.
I believe you. Don't believe him. Now, what kind of car was it?
It was a 2002 Mitsubishi Diamante.
When had you purchased it?
The month prior, I believe it was January 7th of 2014.
Who did you purchase it from?
From a private owner.
Do you know a person's name?
I do not have his contact information, unfortunately. I did not think to keep it.
And how much did you pay for the car that you can prove?
$1,600 cash.
Where is the car now?
It is still in the tow lot, and I currently owe the tow yard the $250 for the abandonment fee.
So. Well, do you want the car back?
I would like to purchase a new car.
Good. Judge for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,600. That's all.
Excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A new party planner gets on-the-job training.
How many people did you originally tell her?
50.
And how many people did you end up having?
It was a little more than that.
It's all very loosey-goosey.
Next Judge Judy.
I've been waiting for this time for him to pay me back. He said he would.
She gets drunk a lot. And he gets drunk.
He hasn't yet, but I guess now he has to.
And then they both start fighting, and it's a common thing.
To not let people drive my car and not drink so much that people will need to even use my car.
Don't drive other people's car.
Well, I'm definitely excited to go buy a new car now.